Good email here. It's a really good point that I hadn't really. It's just funny how this works. You know, because obviously right now you've seen Steph Curry was FaceTiming Drake as he was leaving the arena last night. And Aiden emails Nick at 1620thezone.com and says, can you imagine if LeBron was FaceTiming a rapper slash superfan in public after losing in the finals? Goodness, Steph gets a pass for everything, and it makes him less likable for me. I want to like him. I just can't. Now, I like Steph a lot. I do. He's wildly entertaining. At the end of the day, he's a good dude. But you're totally right in the sense of, like, it is amazing how if you just try to say or try to think if someone else did the exact same thing, how would it land? Could you imagine if LeBron James, after he lost in the finals, was FaceTiming with Jay-Z or Kendrick Lamar, or, I mean, people would be killing that dude.
If LeBron was FaceTiming anybody,
they'd be like,
it could be Barack Obama.
Yeah. And people would be like, come on, man.
What are you doing?
Act like, you know, oh, you don't care if you lose. Jared, you know what I mean? Jordan wouldn't FaceTime anybody.
Right.
But it is kind of amazing how kind of get a pass for certain things like that, you know? It's kind of crazy to think about. He looked gassed last night, Steph did. But, I mean, again, they were selling out to shut him down. Kawhi Leonard, in all reality, outside of the 10-0 run, was just okay in the last two games. I mean, let's be honest. Toronto don't win last night if it wasn't for Fred VanVleet. I mean, 100%. Fred VanVleet was the dude. Say it out loud. Isn't it amazing? Like, Fred VanVleet was the guy that won Toronto the game last night for Toronto to win the NBA final. Like, what? Undrafted Wichita State.
Mm.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm.
It's crazy.
And to the point where it was like the last 2 minutes, you think, oh, the ball's in Kawhi's hand. Fred VanVleet's
the dude.
Had the ball.
They're like, all right, let's just run pick and roll with VanVleet, get a switch, and let him go to work.
It's like, what? I'm like,
it's just, it's nuts, right?
That's not even he's not a starter.
it's crazy.
It's nuts.
Was so good that they got to the point where they had to keep him on the floor because he could guard Steph. He was making shots. Like,
you couldn't take him off.
You couldn't take him off the floor. You could not take him off the floor.
And it's one of those things, you couldn't take Kyle Lowry off the floor because he was cooking as well.
Right.
So.
Yeah, he that's the best he's ever played. Lowry. And VanVleet. You know?
I said it yesterday. I was like, Kyle Lowry did not want to go back to Toronto without the Larry O'Brien trophy.
That dude, in the first like 7-8 minutes of that game, he was like Larry, Jordan, Magic, Kareem, all rolled into one. It was nuts. I was thinking about this, though, with Kawhi. And I brought it up. It's crazy to think now that Kawhi Leonard arguably has a better resume than Kevin Durant in some ways.
I'd agree.
I mean, each have two titles.
Ooh.
Each have two finals MVPs. Now, Kawhi, the difference is he's done it with two different teams. He becomes one of only two other players, Kareem and LeBron, excuse me, to win an NBA Finals MVP with two different teams. And the other difference is Kawhi, the Toronto title for Kawhi, he was the man. He had to shoulder the load night in and night out. When Kevin Durant was in Kawhi's role in OKC, by the way, probably had just as good or better pieces around him in OKC than Kawhi does or did in Toronto. But when KD was in Kawhi's spot, he didn't win. Kawhi did. And you look at who he had to beat in the finals, took down Golden State, took down Miami. I mean, the reality is, in my opinion, the only other person on the planet that could have done what Kawhi did this year was LeBron. I mean, because could Kevin Durant have done what Kawhi did this year? History says no, and I say no. And then the question becomes, could Kawhi have done what Kevin Durant did the last 2 years? I lean towards yes. I mean, put Kawhi with Steph, Clay, and Draymond in that system. Like, I think he would have two titles and probably two MVPs. And it's just amazing to think about, all of a sudden, Kawhi Leonard has, like, climbed the ladder pretty good. And I'm not so sure that he hasn't passed Kevin Durant when you really dig into it. Honestly.
Man.
And I know it's weird because he's an enigmatic guy and he only played, what, 9 games last year, and it's a different deal. And so now the big question is, what is he doing free agency? He just won a title with Toronto, and now he's a free agent. And the question is, does winning a title with Toronto make it easier to leave or harder to leave? And you know what the real answer is? The answer is both. I think I know that's lame. You'd be like, pick a side, man. You pick a side. The reality is it makes it probably easier to leave. Because, listen, you gave the city and the organization a title. It's like, what more can you ask for?
Can't give them anything.
I can't
more.
Give you any more than a title. But at the same time, are you seriously going to go through this entire journey, win a championship, and then leave? Because, again, really think about it. Nobody in the history of basketball has ever won a title as the man and then left that team. Who is name a super, like the top suit, like the number one guy that has won a championship and then had a decision to stay or leave and he left? Nobody. This would be unprecedented. Now, it's a fairly unprecedented situation to begin with. So it's not like we have a blueprint for like, well, what usually happens is guys then get traded. This is bizarre. But this is, I mean, you're talking about him doing something that basically no one's ever done. And I've said before, Toronto appears to check all the boxes for Kawhi Leonard. You know what I mean? Like, he kind of wants to, Kawhi doesn't love the spotlight. Well, L.A. probably isn't the place for you, bro, if you don't love the spotlight. I mean, he can kind of like just hide in Canada.
It's the only team
in Canada. It's the only team he can just kind of hide.
Like, away from everybody.
Away from everybody. And, listen, they were all, like, Toronto was all about load management and allowed him to miss 22 games. He's bonded with the team. They won it all. It appears to be a great basketball situation. And the only reason he would leave, let's be real, the only reason he would leave is because of personal reasons of him wanting to go back to California and live in Los Angeles, which is fine. I mean, it's his life, and newsflash, where you want to live and spend your life, I mean, what's more important than that, But he'd be walking away from a basketball situation that is proven. And for as much as I like what the Clippers have going, that's not a proven situation yet. I mean, what's funny is, for the longest time, the Clippers were a rimshot joke of sports, and in particular the NBA. The Clippers were synonymous with losers.
Yes.
So he's going to leave a team he just won a title with to join that? Tough. At the end of the day, though, Kawhi winning a title makes it easier for him to leave. Like, I don't think anyone would be really viciously mad at him. He brought a championship. But, man, I don't know what he's going to do.
And what's mind-blowing is that he didn't even have to win this championship, and I still think it would have been easier for him to leave, just taking this team
totally
to a place they'd never been.
Never
before.
Been. I mean, you saw some of the scenes in Jurassic Park yesterday. I mean, crazy. I felt like all the way up until the finals he was gone. I thought he was definitely going to go to the Clippers, but now that he's popped champagne and got a ring, I don't know. If you put a gun to my head, I say he's going to the Clippers.
And I'm the total opposite.
I say you think he's staying? I just think he's a, and this could probably go both ways, I think he's just a very practical black and white guy. And you can look at that and say, well, if he's practical and black and white, he's going to go, I want a title here, this is a good situation, I'm going to stay. But I think it's more of, I want to go home. I want to live in L.A., so I'm going to go do that.
You're totally right. It could work for both.
It works for both. He's a practical black and white. He's not a nuanced, like, well, what's the like, he doesn't worry about, like, well, what's the narrative of my legacy historically? He doesn't give a crap about that.
Nope.
It's just, he's almost like Forrest Gumpish. I just felt like playing in Toronto more. All right, Kawhi. Hey, Kyle Lowry, I am going to stay in Toronto. Ha, ha, ha. But my guess is he's going to go to the Clippers, but I don't know. Who knows with that guy?
What I will say.
Who knows with that guy?
If he does leave, I still think Toronto retires his jersey.
Oh, yeah, the greatest Raptor of all time. Oh, man. I think I want to do the rest of the show in Kawhi Leonard robot. I want to do robot Kawhi Leonard for the rest of the show, but I feel like that'd be bad for ratings at this point.
It's Friday. Do it.
Game time.